want for last meeting, tell me when you're in the rest. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5.
Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. It's 8:23 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. That was 420 Main Street in Evansville, Illinois or Indiana. And I got to look it up. Evansville. Come on now. Let's bring it up on the big YouTube. Okay. Unprepared. Yeah, Evansville, Indiana. Fantastic. And that was felled on November 21st, 2021. Ooh, it's a COVID-19 story reinforced concrete office building. 166. Nice numbers. And that was CDI. And I show these demolitions periodically because this is the company that I suppose was responsible for felling the World Trade Center, Towers 1 and 2, Tower 7, and there were a couple other towers. 9 buildings all in all were demolished in the World Trade Center on September, in and around September 11, 2001. I'm not sure if the other towers were brought down that day or maybe some of the peripheral towers around the World Trade Center were brought down later. But for sure, there were 3 plus a couple more, I believe, that came down as a consequence of phantom planes with phantom people flying into towers. And that's the myth that I always wanted to keep illustrating was a psyop. And that's what I did this broadcast for many years. And if you understand the Nuvin hoax, you understand the whole world can be fooled, then you can easily understand subsequent psyops, subsequent hoaxes, including the one we're in now, which is based on phony science, microscience, that most people have never really considered or heard of or had anything to do with, including doctors. But you saw in that destruction, it was beautifully orchestrated. The building fell into its footprint, and the debris pile at the end was very, very small. You saw the pyroclastic cloud. All these things are what happens when you fell a building. Now, granted, that was only 19 stories. And the extraordinary part about the World Trade Center was it was over 100 stories. That would have been an incredible amount of demolition expertise required. But who else, who better than CDI? I don't think there is any other entity in the world that can do that. And it's just fantastic. And I always like to show these things to show how easily they make it look. It is the art of demolition, is their corporate byline. And that's why I show people to remind you that it can be done. It was done on September 11, 2001, just like it's always done. And when you review all these fantastic videos they have on their YouTube channel, you'll see that they almost never fail. Well, I don't think they've shown any of their failures, if they haven't had any, but just the incredible job that they do, at least in the United States. I know there are other big companies in China that do the same thing, but I'm sure CDI is the best. Okay, welcome everyone. Sunday to Thursday, we do this show between 8 and 8:30. At fakeologist.com/live. That is where I put the show schedule. So thank you all for joining. I know you have many choices for live shows. Thank you for choosing mine. I know you have many choices for watching rewinds and reviews and replays. And thank you for choosing the Fakeologist show, where we have the most all-encompassing website, I think, anywhere. We have a blog, we have forums, which I'm trying to kickstart. Very difficult to get people onto that. We have a Discord server, we have a Telegram channel, and we're on all the big presence on all the big social media channels, none of which I really wish to work too hard at and develop, because they can be taken away from us at any time, including Telegram, including Discord. Which is why I'm trying to get people onto the Fakeologist forums at fakeologist.com/forums2. Despite all my cajoling and poking and prodding, only got a couple new signups. And it's very easy. All you do is click the register button at the top right and punch in your email, and you will be registered. And I will activate you if I recognize you. If you're new here, just drop me a note at im@fakeologist.com. Or I think if you go to the top, you can contact the administrator at Fakeologist Forums. That's me. And just send me a quick note saying who you are and that you're registering and you're not a bot. I have had many bots in the past, and that's why I do require that if I don't know who you are. Let's just say hi to the usual suspects that come out tonight. We've got Lost Spider. We've got Skate and Destroy. We got Gabriel, DB User, Dirty Benny. Thank you guys all for joining. Don't Be a Dog's Body, Tunax, Peteroo. You guys are hardcore, showing up every night, which is really great. Thanks so much. I think we might talk a little bit about the convoy tonight. We're going to watch a video tonight that I posted on the FakoTube, looking at Fakeologist or FakoTube chat. I think Voodoo Deniers in the chat. I haven't quite figured out if this is current or yesterday or the last few days, but I think Voodoo Deniers in the chat, and not too many others are in the FakoTube chat. Now let's just see. Is FakoTube working? Let's just refresh the page here. It says offline, but it also says live now. I think there are three people watching on FakoTube tonight. And all you guys should know that all the videos are archived at FakoTube. That's where we save them. They're all pulled off of YouTube, and I do have some apprentice fakeologists. I told them to upload to Rumble and BitChute. Not that I spend any effort or time on those sites, but I figure, well, may as well put something there because I know people do go there. And look at that. I'm trying to log into BitChute, and then of course I get all these captchas. So that's why I really don't like that site or those sites too much. And they can be deleted and censored. I think BitChute's actually censored in the UK, of all places. Okay. Well, I've also bring up on the screen the forums. This is the Fakeologist forums, and this is where I'm trying to get people to come to. And it is quite lively. I'm just looking here. I've got the Dark Side Papers as an announcement post on the top. I've got this forum here, Canada Trucking Freedom Convoy. And why is that icon there? Okay, not quite sure. But you can see if you click on here on the right side, it shows you as you go through these forums if there's any posts that you haven't read on the different in the different topics. You can already see that just by looking at the forums, there's 25 replies, shows you all the views. It's just a better way to organize data, I think. If we go to the trucking forum, it usually goes right to the top. You can just scroll right to the final page if you like and see some of the various posts. I watched this. And this is why you might not see as many blog posts now, because I am adding, for instance, to these ongoing stories like the convoy, the various videos that I watch. This is quite, I'm not a religious type really, but this woman is, and she's actually a very lovely broadcaster and commentator.
Good morning, everybody. I think we did a quick live earlier. Do you see that beautiful building behind me? That is the building that represents our freedom in this nation.
I just find it easier to create a quick post when it is completely on topic. So I put a couple of tweets, a couple live feeds, or as after their live fast feeds, a couple YouTube videos. This is just a place that I deposit things that are ongoing stories that are not really worth a blog post. Both platforms have their strengths, and so you'll find me flip-flopping between the two. So you're going to have to try and keep up with both areas. This forums does not generate an email, but it does generate an RSS feed. You could keep track of the new posts by RSS. It's very easy to find. Here's Greg Wycliffe. He's a bit of a comedian.
If you see a trucker, Canada, do not trust them. They are racist. They are white supremacists. And they are trying to starve you this winter. Any supply chain shortages have nothing to do with me. Yes, I may be the prime minister of this federal government that leads this country, but you really think I have anything to do with it, Canada? I mean, have you heard about all of these unvaccinated people running around? That sounds pretty scary to me. Have you seen the cases? Yes, exactly. I don't care if a trucker is alone for hours on the road and it is the most isolating job there is. They're racist for not getting the vaccine. And that is science. Thank you.
He's actually a pretty good comedian. And that's why I posted this channel. You just click on YouTube. It'll bring up the video under YouTube.
Thank you.
And then you can click on his name and see all his videos. He's actually pretty funny. Sort of like a that redheaded guy, JP. What else? Sad reality of Canadian media.
The biggest thing is, I think that the mandates are actually irrational. Yep. I think that they're anti-free speech. I think that they're anti-free choice. And particularly the collusion of the national media with the federal government to censor alternative viewpoints or differing viewpoints about these subjects has stooped to lows rarely seen outside of communist dictatorships. And that disturbs me greatly. As a person who is very pro-science, but also very pro-choice, I find that incredibly disturbing. And I can't keep quiet about it anymore. Yeah. Somebody needs to stand up for free speech in this country, because that's where it all starts, right?
Yeah.
It's to the point where it's not enough that you be vaccinated to, you know, maintain your employment, which is already, you know, such a coercive authoritarian act, in my opinion. But we carried a banner around the protest today that had the names of somewhere between 100 and 200 people who fully support the convoy and the protests happening, who wanted their names included, but were afraid that they could actually be terminated from their jobs. And so they requested that their names be blacked out. And I thought that sent an especially powerful message, because again, it's not enough that you be vaccinated. You can't even have the wrong opinion about vaccines or vaccine
mandates. You can't question it.
You can't ask questions about anything anymore.
Yeah. This interview, like, you're like, yeah, I'll share my voice, but don't want to have my face out there. No, and the thing is like, you 100%. Know, I understand that, especially depending on where you work and all that. Sure. And like you said, you compared it to communist countries, and like that comparison is almost getting like so tired, because like that comparison keeps coming up.
It is. It's almost becoming this sort of stock answer or something, where you get sort of immune to it, sort of, no pun intended, because you hear it so often. But it's true. And the thing that...
All right, so Greg obviously does some interviews, Man on the Street. Just some really great independent journalism right now, if that's what you're into. I'm just going to flip over to the Telegram, because I wanted to address something that occurred. I have a broadcast Telegram channel called Fecologist, and as an adjunct to that, there is a discussion channel that's linked to it. If you create a comment, a reply to a comment or a post on the Fakeologist Telegram, it goes into a discussion forum. Now, one person said and showed a screenshot that they were blocked from posting in the discussion channel. It says an admin blocked them. Now, I am an admin, and there are two other admins, Napoleon and Purple Play. I asked them if they blocked the guy. And they said, no, I don't actually even know how to block someone from the discussion channel. And what the point I want to make about that is that I don't really control the Telegram. It's not my software. I don't really recommend posting in my own Fakeologist discussion group, because, again, I don't own the platform. I don't really moderate it. I certainly don't actively look at it. I will browse through it occasionally, but I don't have enough time or energy or interest to police all these sub platforms. Now, I do provide them just because people do like different platforms, and I use them for finding tips and tricks, and I like to be abreast of what's happening. But again, I'll point people to the Fakeologist forums. Fakeologist.com/forums2. That is where I want to keep all valuable information. So if you have any good stuff, any tips, anything you want saved, go to the forums. Now, quickly, I'll just thank some donors. We got the monthly donors that keep donating month after month. John R., Matt G., Anders L., Critical Sinker, Harvest Moon, Stratman, John LeBon, Waterman Chris, Mark T, Robert K, Original Simulant, Dirty Benny, Peter Roo, Tunax, Toby's Freedom, Ophalus, Lloyd Miller, Keith 400 Galloway, and the single amount donations, Nick W, Molly, Rachel W, Per B, Philip G, ENW. Thank you guys for donating to the Fakeologist site. I really appreciate it. And your name will be forever immortalized at fakeologist.com/donate/donors. Thank you so much. Your name is always going to be there. Really easy to donate. You don't need an account. You don't need any kind of registration. It can be a one-time or monthly. You just need a valid credit card. So thank you, guys. Okay. The second old-time video to get me back to my Fakeologist hoax roots is the Pittsburgh Bridge hoax. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the local hoax stories all over the place, but it seems to me that anytime a bridge goes down in the United States, for instance, I can think of a couple big ones. There was one on I-5 in Washington State. There's another one in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. I think that was I-30. I'm not sure, but it was another really large bridge. And now we have another bridge that went down in Pittsburgh. And I didn't really look into it, but luckily Jefferson Girl did. I'd like to have this person on broadcast. If you know that person, tell them to reach out to me. They do really great videos, good music. They use lots of slapstick movie clips interspersed in their video. And it looks like this is another controlled demolition. Similar to this post here, we have a controlled demolition of a bridge. Point is, if they can make it an emergency, simulated as an emergency collapse, they can get federal dollars to rebuild it, apparently. It triggers all kinds of different mechanisms to pay for it. Because Americans don't like raising taxes, this is the only way. They seem to be able to do large infrastructure projects. And apparently Biden was down, coincidentally, to sell people on the Build Back Better, United Nations 2030 plan. And we have this crisis actor person here. Anyway, take a look. I'll play it for you. And actually, Jefferson Girl has a pretty great slogan. I think exposing hoaxes, similar to mine. I don't know if they had theirs first. Exposing the media one hoax at a time. Really good job.
Breaking news for our viewers in the West. A bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh. Several cars and a bus were on the bridge. Gio Benitez tracking the latest. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, George. Good morning to you. The fire chief saying just moments ago that 3 to 4 vehicles were on that bridge when it collapsed, but everyone in them has now been rescued. 3 people have been taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. All of this happening on the same day that President Biden is expected to be in Pittsburgh.
What a coincidence, huh? Infrastructure.
You serious?
This morning, rescue crews are on the scene of a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh right now.
A lot of screaming and static on the phone.
What did you say?
A lot of screaming and static on the phone.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Pictures of the down bridge showing cars on their sides covered in debris. It's covered in debris.
It's covered in debris.
It's covered in debris.
It's covered in debris.
It's covered in debris.
And a bus stuck. Police, firefighters, and paramedics all working to secure the scene.
Stating the bridge fully gave out. Unknown injuries.
Authorities also reporting a strong odor of natural gas. Reporting a strong odor of natural gas.
Reporting a strong of natural gas
and urging drivers to avoid the air.
Looks like quite the drill.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real.
And only two people were on that bus when the bridge collapsed. They were injured, but thankfully no reported deaths here. Some of the others injured were actually first responders, because you saw in those images just how icy those conditions are right there. Officials are still investigating what caused this collapse, but they want to make sure that no one was underneath that bridge. They've been telling
lies. So this is a really good video. He does a really good job. Biden scheduled to talk on infrastructure, snow covered roof of the and decking, the gas line lie used to clear the state area for staging. Happened when there is no traffic, sketchy calls to 911 or 911. Just pretty good stuff. So take a look at this. I posted this on FakoTube to promote it, and that is Jefferson Girl. That person hangs out at 153news.net. Definitely take a look at that. Definitely watch that. Watch that. Subscribe to Jefferson Girl at 153news.net. Really good stuff. And that's the kind of... Again, there was a huge bridge in Minnesota. I don't know if anyone remembers that. Minnesota... Actually, it was St. Paul, Minneapolis bridge collapse. This was another one way back in the day. Yeah, the I-35W bridge collapse. And that was in 2007. Really well, I remember that. And I think that was also controlled demolition. Look at the numerology here. Bridge 9340. Okay, no real numerology there. It was called, okay. At precisely 6.05 p.m., so there's 11. And 456 feet of the main span fell. So there's 11, 108 feet. There's the 9. 13 people were killed and 145, 1 and 9 were injured. So there you go. Same idea. I wonder what the follow-up on that was, because it's been a long time. It's been 15 years. I wonder if anyone's listening from that area, what was the follow-up story? I assume the interstate has been replaced by this time. It's been a long time, but I haven't really followed the story. Now, there was another story where I-5 bridge collapse. That's the other one I wanted to quickly look up with you guys. That was the Skagit River bridge collapse. Same idea. That was probably controlled demolition. If you watch a video like this, you'll see a lot of jiggery pokery as well. I think it was another crisis actor who is busy telling about the rescue.
Massive bridge collapse overnight on that busy stretch of Interstate 5 just north of Seattle. So many cameras capturing this drama, and ABC's Neil Karlinski is there for us in Mount Vernon right now. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Josh. The sight of it really is incredible. Just take a look. You can see where
they blamed a Canadian overheight truck on this one. They said an overheight truck hit one of these overhead spans and knocked this entire section off its moorings into the river.
A huge section of the bridge just snapped free and dropped straight down into the river. Overnight, we spoke with one of the people who was in his car at the time and fell down with it.
Oh, watch this crisis actor.
We have people in the water.
The chaos began just before 7 p.m. as a 150-yard-long chunk of this bridge on I-5, the main freeway on the West Coast, suddenly dropped 120 feet into the frigid waters of the Skagit River. Two cars and three people plummeting into the waters below.
I hit the brakes, the weight of the trailer and everything else, and we went right off with the bridge.
As water began rushing into his car, Dan Sly says he knew his shoulder was dislocated.
I couldn't see my wife in the passenger seat. I asked her if she was okay. She wasn't responding. Popped my shoulder back in so I could unbuckle everything and get over.
Did you hear that?
He managed to get.
He popped his shoulder back in while he's in the water, sinking, drowning.
His door open and escape with his wife. Soon.
Can you, when you're underwater or below water level, you, is it not impossible or difficult at the very least to open your door?
Finding himself talking to another man, also sitting on the hood of his car in the water, and also remarkably okay. Rescuers rushed in by boat, relieved to learn that only three people fell through, all injured but lucky to be alive.
It scares me to think it could have been me. We missed it by a couple minutes.
Police say it appears an oversized semi-truck struck a steel beam above the roadway, and that may have triggered the collapse. Though the bridge is old, built in 1955 and in need of constant work, including two repairs just last year. Authorities and drivers alike know this could have been so much worse. 70,000 vehicles cross this bridge every day. It's just remarkable. More cars didn't drop into the river. Investigators will be back out here this morning going over their clues and trying to determine if it was just that oversized truck to blame or something more. Josh?
Just a stunning stroke of luck. Thank you, Neil.
There you go. So those are my bridge.
Massive bridge collapse overnight.
Those
on
are
that
my bridge
busy
collapse
stretch of-
story. Pretty sure that was an engineered event as well. Let's see what the chat here says. Do you guys have any comments on that? Tunax, amazing that the Roman bridges stand today. That's true. And Tominoid, welcome. Tominoid also says 1955, bridge to the future. Unsafe bridges. Yes, Tominoid, that's funny. Yeah, stupid. There was much more to that Jefferson Girl video. Yeah, there's so many stupid parts of the story that you got to take a look at that. It is quite funny. Stupid wishes that Biden was under the bridge. Oh. Yeah, Skate and Destroy, you're from the Twin Cities. Yeah, what do you know about the story? I can't remember if you've called in before. If you want to call in Skate and Destroy and tell us, I'd be very interested in hearing about that. Is the bridge done? Is it rebuilt? Or what's happening? And what was the start of the speech about? I didn't see that. Should we look that one up now? I can look that up, I guess. Biden's speech. Let's see. Okay, watch this. Look at this doughboy. Is that Biden? He looks different. Oh, wait, that's not. Well, this.
Joe Burgess, and a proud member of the
United Steelworkers. Turn on the mic. They can't even get the audio fixed on for the president.
Years on a third plant, but I have over 23 years union experience with the steelworkers. I'm also the son of two former steelworkers.
Wow, 418 downvotes.
Also, that my son is a third generation steelworker working in the Pittsburgh area.
So when I upvote it, we see the downvotes. If I downvote it, there you go.
Manufacturing in the Pittsburgh area, but the entire state of Pennsylvania benefits from this. A big part of my job at U.S. Steel is training new hires to work on the coke batteries, which is a vital process involved in the steelmaking process.
Okay,
now it's my utmost privilege to introduce a man who has made it a point to be a champion for workers, for unions, and for a generation to come, President Joe Biden. Sit down. Please, sit down.
Jojo, thank you very much.
Jojo for Joe.
In know, I can picture him and Desert Storm as the sergeants barking out orders, can't you? But my son, Bo, promoted to major in Iraq. And I said, now you're a field grade officer. He said, Dad, I have no illusions. I don't know who runs the Army. Sergeants. Sergeants. They're the officers. Well, hello, Pittsburgh. It's good to be back. It really is to be. Before I begin, let me just talk a little bit about what we all just saw, many of us saw this morning. A bridge more than 50 years old, 100, I think it was 150 years, it said 50 years old, but I thought it was older, collapsed right here in Pittsburgh. It had been rated in poor condition for the past 10 years. What you all know, or if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania.
Ah,
some of which there's are your just 33. As old and just as decrepit condition as that bridge was.
This is as decrepit as you are, Joe. Oh, man. Watching this guy is so painful, isn't it?
Including here in Pittsburgh, the city of bridges. I've been coming to Pittsburgh a long time. I'm a Pennsylvania kid. I was born and raised the first part of my life in Pennsylvania, and I've been to Pittsburgh a lot. But all these years, I never knew Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, had more bridges than any other city in the world. Yo!
Yo, is that presidential?
Across the country, there are 45,000 bridges in poor condition.
Why, that's not my bad audio. He's got mics, but it doesn't sound like they're hooked up. And this is NBC News, so one of these mics has got to be piped into the major network like NBC. All throughout Biden's presidential campaign, when he was hiding in the basement, the audio was always terrible. So I always thought that the audio guy was deliberately sabotaging this dummy.
It's just simply unacceptable. That's why your governor and your members of Congress, your mayor, have been saying for years, we have to do something about this. I've talked about it every time I've come to Pittsburgh. We finally got it done. Bipartisan infrastructure law, including the largest investment in our nation's bridges since the Eisenhower put together the interstate highway system. And I might add, this is the first time in the country's history that we dedicated national program to repair and upgrade bridges. And it's about time. The governor can tell you, we're giving state and local leaders historic funding to make national projects real. Here in Pennsylvania, that means at least $1.6 billion for bridges alone, $327 million in 2022 alone just to repair bridges. We've got to get it on with it. We've got to move. The next time, we don't need headlines saying that someone was killed when the next bridge collapsed. We're also providing billions more for roads and so much more. You saw today when the bridge is in disrepair, it literally can threaten lives.
All right, that's enough of Biden. Can't really take much more of that guy. So, no, not going to listen to Biden. No, no, no. Okay, what else we got here? Big fascist takeover. One of the Substacks I'm following is this Paul Alexander fella. I think he's Canadian, originally from Trinidad, and he does a lot of posting on Substack. I think for the most part, he's mostly on board the things I believe in when it comes to this PSYOP. He's off on a few things, but he is allegedly some kind of virologist. So he does believe in viruses. But he has put out quite a few very provocative posts on Substack. For instance, I agree with this point. Big Pharma owns our fascist governments now in the United States, Canada, UK. And these governments paid back Pharma with kickbacks by buying the failed kidney and liver toxic drug Remdesivir. And yeah, I agree on this for sure. This COVID protocol that includes Remdesivir, It is crazy off the charts. And let's see if my post is on here or my comment or it got blown away. I don't trust any of these things. Well, I guess almost nobody took a look at my thing, but I pointed out that the Dr. Artist show, this guy has been talking about remdesivir for a long time. Don't really know if anyone's really brought it up since. But I thought that I would post that so you guys can take a look at Paul Alexander's Substack. And it looks like he's on, he reads a few of the Substacks that I look at. Next. Oh, Mr. Bailey's. Okay. I think that Dark Side Papers, that's Baby Yoda's Telegram channel. Not sure if he's a if he's suspicious of the Baileys, of Sam Bailey. She's the Kiwi doctor who has been tossed out and tossed aside. I don't even think she renewed her medical license because of the restrictions having a license can place on a doctor who's a free thinker. But it, I posted this video, and I thank Xyloflex for that. And watch the whole thing. She's married to another doctor. He also quit medicine. And they've been researching the COVIDs full-time for quite some time. Don't quite know what her position is on vaccination. I know she said she was against this vaccination, but I'm not sure her stand on all vaccinations. But this is really well worth watching.
Doctors Bailey here.
I don't know who
Dr.
this
Sam
person is.
And Dr. Mark Bailey.
The her two glasses of you, are too big for her
this
face.
This is a debut, right? As a couples interview?
It totally is. And I'm kind of a little bit nervous and a little bit excited to see how it's going to work.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited. I guess probably for the audience that is maybe not familiar with both of you, or maybe less familiar with your husband, could you both tell us about your training, who you are, and a little bit of background?
Yeah, Allison Morrow. I guess I should be able to read.
Okay. Yeah. I'll start.
That, after watching this, does she does seem like the real deal. That's why I put Meet the Baileys. Yeah, they're real. Definitely seem like a nice set of people, a nice couple. And quite genuine, and I do believe she is totally on the right track with her research. And you should watch the whole thing. Xyloflex recommended the whole thing, and I agree. You should probably watch it.
I'm
just trying to see if that advances, but it doesn't.
But she had special food. I got her from New Zealand. So that was one connection I had. It was supposed to be pastured lamb. I'm like, it's. You think is making people sick these past 2 years?
Actually, I think Sam has a video coming out to address that one very, very soon in a matter of...
Yep, it will coming out not this coming, what's today? Not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. So in about 10 days' time.
So that's Dr. Sam Bailey. You can find her on Odyssey. I think she might even have her own YouTube or her own website. Let's just take a quick peek here. Yeah, Dr. Sam Bailey. Let's see what her website looks like. Definitely a very interesting character. She wrote or co-wrote or updated Virus Mania. And she's in Christchurch. Here's her Odyssey channel. And I think I'm following it. I am following it. Okay. So take a peek at this. This is her channel. It looks like she just posted another one. And I think this is the video that I just watched. Take a peek at this one.
Can you tell me why people are getting ill? So what makes these COVID patients sick? I still really don't get what causes the illness and why some people die. The story of the emperor having no clothes is a powerful allegory demonstrating that something that doesn't exist can hold power over others, particularly when almost everyone is talking about it. Most people have heard the terms COVID-19 and virus so many times that the words become flesh. It is difficult for them to imagine that the fairy tale may be completely detached from the natural world. However, even for those who realize things don't quite add up, the emperor's non-existent finery has pulled them into the story all the same. Their attention has been channeled into a new conversation revolving around face masks, lockdowns, vax passes, mandates, and other human inventions. Surely something must be going on, right? Let's look into the hype and stay tuned till the end, where I hope to answer some of your questions and then provide a few ways to inoculate yourself against the real threats to your health. This topic is so big and can be approached from so many different angles that it will be impossible to satisfy everyone who has asked this question. As you know, much of what I do involves researching and pointing out the various problems of viral theory. Whether it's alleged chickenpox viruses or SARS-CoV-2, I go back to the source documents to see what was actually done and whether it was demonstrated that the definitional criteria for a virus was met. None of the evidence trails I've pursued for any diseases have ever led to direct evidence of viruses. However, one of the most common questions I've been asked for the past 2 years is, okay, I can see that the virus theory has problems, but what's making people sick if it's not COVID? At the start of a pseudo-pandemic, for it to be believable, you first need to convince the public that deaths and illnesses are new and different and are unusually happening to people. The early scenes can be from exotic locations off the beaten track, such as China, or other stock footage from the third world. Even when it is pointed out that it is fake news, plenty of the audience is nibbling on the bait. However, with made-up news, your average Joe doesn't know anyone personally that has had the new illness.
Well, all right, so that's Dr. Sam. That looks like her latest video that she just put up today. Highly recommend her. She's definitely going to enrich your time into researching viruses, illness, COVID. Yeah, I would definitely recommend keeping up with her channel. Okay, Skate and Destroy is giving me some information. Okay, apparently a big superhighway was going to replace this bridge. So you got your new bridge in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Good for you. Okay, good stuff. I'm sure because it was an emergency that the federal government paid for that, because they can make the money, print the money, make it much faster and easier for financing than any state or city or county could do that. Got you there. All right, let's go to my next post. Let's see what else I've got here at the blog. Letter to a tyrant. Actually, this is actually a pretty good letter that I found on another Substack. Sometimes I get stuck in certain websites like Substack and I neglect my other normal research points. So I do go in waves. I've been stuck on Substack for a while because there's quite a few people over there. And they also tend to link to other Substackians. This letter to a tyrant was written last year. And I'll just give a piece of it. I won't bother to reason with you or appeal to your compassion because you have none. You are a foul, fetid, festering, fiendish, fear-tormenting fecker, devoid of soul, purpose, and meaning. No matter how many lives you masticate, hearts you shred, minds you menticide, and puppet strings you try to throttle with us with, you will forever remain a hollow husk of a simulated human. That was a pretty good post. I think you guys should take a look at that. Letter to a tyrant. I invited her on the show, but of course, she's too busy. This is really good. Here. What we got here? Not sure she, a letter to a Holocaust denier. I don't know what that's about. Lots of stuff here, but I thought that was a particularly good one. I invited her on. You can see here, she said, she can't make it. She's very busy. No interviews. There you go. And I guess I also commented on this post in August. Take all. Oh, just where is my? Where did I comment? Well, it's not coming up. He said I made a comment on this one as well. I don't remember this one, or maybe I do. Yeah. Yeah, pretty good writer, Margaret Anna Ellis. Margaret Anna Alice. Take a look at her stuff. EcoTube here. What did I play this video? I think I did yesterday. I don't actually have any, didn't post too many new videos today. The Walker Show was a good show yesterday, I think. The thing I was going to do is just go through my Twitter again. Sometimes I just like to be lazy and fly through Twitter. Why don't I... Okay, why don't I also... Let's go back to the forums to see what has been posted today. And look at notifications. Okay, yeah. So I actually had somebody. Okay, good. This person listens to me. So I had a new person join today named New Mayor. They actually, and I didn't even tell them where to go, but they were smart enough to find it. If you go under general and introductions, this person posted their introductions. So New Mayor. So he came to Fakeologist via Spacebusters. So that interview was a wise move because Spacebusters has a huge audience. I'm going to thank this person now for making this post. Okay. So he gives his 9/11 story, which was he watched Zeitgeist, Loose Change, and other 9/11 truth videos, which raised the issue of an inside job, a.k.a. PSYOP, of which I was convinced when I watched the appended videos narrated by Bill Cooper, who clearly simply explained in a live, real-time, all-day-long broadcast as the 9/11 World Trade Center towers destruction happened, the most essential relevant facts that proved 9/11 was a hoax. Yeah, unfortunately, Bill Cooper wasn't giving the whole truth, and I'm sure he knew about it. And Bill Cooper was taken out of the scene, whether real or simulated, in November of the same year. So I do enjoy Bill Cooper and all his stuff. But unfortunately, I'm not sure that we can trust anything he said. But actually, New Mayor created a bunch of links, which I am appreciative of. And he linked to Bill Cooper's broadcast, which I've listened to. And even if he knows really what's going on and doesn't say it, it's still a good broadcast.
Wiener has asked me to take the microphone on this probably worst day in the history of the entire world. For what we're witnessing now today is most probably the herald of the, at least, the redefinition of freedom, and most probably its death. Can you imagine the absolute, well, I guess you can, because you're probably as shocked as the rest of the world. And I can assure you that the entire world is affected by this. There are probably at least over 5,000 people dead, at least, minimum. It could be as high as 10 or 20.
Okay, so he believed real people died. Anyway, that's Bill Cooper. It's still entertaining. He's still really got lots of good stuff, even though I think he may purposely be misdirecting. But again, getting back to this original intro, this is where you post your intro. This is what I like about the forums. It's permanent. You can have links, and it's easy to read. Thank the person. It's just a great way to take a look at what we're trying to accomplish here with regards to the people that are visiting the site and posting on the site. It's a good thing to get to know the people here and be able to search. Now, Dirty Benny did a post today on Joni Mitchell again. Something about the craft. What's this about?
To the other kids at St. Bernard Academy, they were the girls who didn't belong.
Whatever you do, stay away from them.
Why?
They're witches.
But after years of being on the outside...
Why'd you lie about me?
I don't want to go out with you again. Please, stop begging. It's pathetic.
Four girls are about to discover the dark side.
You ever heard of invoking the spirit?
Black magic.
We can make things happen. I mean, this is it. This is real.
Columbia Pictures welcomes you to the witching hour.
Check it out. Her spell is working.
Sit.
Okay. This is, I didn't even look, but this is under the Elite Gender Inversion channel. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention, but yeah. This is under Elite Gender Inversion, where he's showing that the craft, these witches, are males. Okay, that's interesting. I don't even know who any of these people are. I'm sure we could look it up, though. But that's Dirty Benny. So again, if you want to see what you've missed, you can click on notifications, and it will show you some of the newer posts by clicking on here. You can see all the different things you need to look at. Manage notifications. So it's really a fabulous interface. I'm very pleased with it. You can create bookmarks, subscriptions, very good software, and that is the Fakeologist forums. Sign up today. All right, I said I was going to look at my Twitter feed. So just let's click on here. I'll bring this up real quick and just take a look at some of the things that are on my page and some of my activities. Okay. Trying to figure out what I was looking at here. Can't understand all these columns right now. Let's see here. This is my home feed here. Do I want this one? Doesn't make really good radio, I understand that. Well, maybe I should look at my notifications. There's many ways to read your Twitter feed. Okay, one of them is notifications. John LeBon is asking, do these Freedom Convoy protesters realize the harm they are creating? Not sure. You guys think the protest is doing more harm than good? I don't know. The liberals are spending $2,500 million, which is, of course, $2.5 billion on rapid tests. The money they're spending is just ridiculous. It's really crazy. The budget has been blown. Okay, what else we got here? Just trying to see if there's... Okay, the Higher Side chat, their Discord was blown away. Okay, it's no big surprise. Obviously, anytime you get to a certain size, they blow it away. I was doing an interaction with a mainstream media guy who was upset that people were giving him the finger on the highway. I was explaining to him why, in case he didn't know. I'm sure he should know or does know. Okay, what else do we have here? Is there anything else worth taking a peek at here? This is probably why I don't go through the Twitter feed. It doesn't make good radio. Or audio, because I'm just reading through tweets and trying to figure out why I retweeted them, or it shows the people that liked my tweets or other people liked, but I can't quite keep track of exactly how this thing is organizing this feed. So lots of John LeBon stuff. That's not really what I wanted to read. What else do we have going on in my feed? Do I have a trucker convoy feed? That's another place to get good information to take a look at. So if you click on Freedom Convoy 2022 hashtag, which is still one of the top trending hashtags in Canada. You get lots of good memes like this. Proudly unpoisoned. I kind of like that. So you can just, this is what you can do. You can favorite it and retweet it. And then go back to the feed. Yeah, it's still going on, that's for sure. There's grifters selling merchandise around this thing now. But it really has motivated Canadians to a certain extent and the world. And so far, it just seems so disorganized and so without a specific goal. I'm still convinced that it's mostly organic. Now, I know Jacquois was taking me to task yesterday. I guess he hasn't called in tonight, and we're running out of time tonight. Actually, I'm going to wrap the show up in a minute. What else do we have here? Okay. Yeah, Yeah, I would say mostly that the convoy has been positive for Kanuckistan, where we live. Let's take another peek here at some more of this. Hashtag. Take a peek here. Going back to row one. Where is it? Here it is here. Lots of negativity towards our crime sinister. Interesting. So there's a blockade in Alberta, Montana border. And the RCMP, the police force of Alberta, is trying to break it up. But the tow truckers will not tow their fellow truckers, which is great to see. Now, one thing I think I'm going to sponsor as well is there's going to be an adopt a trucker for those that are in Ottawa. And I think that's what this guy's alluding to. Put a truck in your name to show solidarity. Let me just see if there's any, I don't know if there's anyone organizing this at the moment, but if we look up the website called CanadaUnity.com, let's see what they're doing here. I don't think this site has really been updated. I'm not really sure this is the place. They don't even have a really good centralized place from what I understand. I'm not really sure what's happening here. And this is how I'm quite sure that it's fairly disorganized. So let's take a look here. Adopt Trucker Ottawa. What is going on? Is anyone doing anything here? Give, send, go. Okay. Somebody recommended givesendgo.com instead of GoFundMe. Oh, I see. So there is a site, register.adoptatrucker.ca. So let's take a look here. So what do we got here? How are they doing it? Okay. Not quite sure how they're doing it. So this is if you have a truck, I suppose, and you need to adopt or put your name down as an adoptee. Okay. I'm not quite sure what's going on. It just shows that this thing is fairly disorganized. So on Give, Send, Go, it looks like you can give some do-re-mi. And they've raised $156,000 on this site. Interesting. Top donations. Not quite as slick as GoFundMe. But there are people giving big bucks. Here, oh, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I wonder if that's really her. 1500, lots of anonymous. Pretty good. I think there's 1500 donations. This might be what I was talking about. And apparently this Give, Send, Go is less controversial than GoFundMe. I'm not sure. But might be, if you're interested in supporting these guys, might be a good way of doing it. That's pretty good. Give, Send, and Go. Okay. All right, guys. That's about it for tonight. Just wanted to come by and give a brief update. Don't have another guest lined up right now. But if you have anyone you'd like me to talk to, definitely send me an email at im@fakeologist.com, which is my primary place to communicate. Yeah, Peter Roo, you think the whole thing is quite positive. I agree. And I'm glad that they are going to stick there as long as possible until the mandates are lifted some way. I think it's a little bit of a pipe dream, but they may get more Canadians on board as time goes by. Let's just look at Feces book here and see who's live right now. Let's take a peek here. We'll go to the live videos. See what's live. Okay. So the Kevin J. Johnson Show without Kevin J. is going on right now. Let's just see what they're talking about.
You are actually
here.
Coming out to do something about it. So yes, Ed is right. Turn off the television set. Who cares about the NHL? They don't care about you. The CFL, let them die. Who cares about the NFL? Those players are not feeding your families. You're feeding theirs. Give up on that garbage and get to...
Okay, Kevin J. is actually on the show tonight. Wow, that's interesting. Let's take another peek here, see what else is going on. Okay, real Pat King is a bit of a leader here. Let's see when the last time he...
Hey, guys.
That was yesterday.
Well, some good news, great news, and some more even amazing news. So... just want to let you know, we're a little bit.
This was a good video.
To see what they had in them. And
oh, this guy is from my neighborhood, within a few miles.
Wherever
I think
these people are,
he's a good guy.
They had their kids do up a bag with a cookie in it for the truckers.
This isn't a trucker, I don't think.
And they attached a note with it. Put their artwork on there. Sorry, I'm getting emotional again. I'm going to show you what it was. And this is why we're doing what we're doing. Some little kid made this. Reach for the stars, we believe in you. And it was a picture of a truck. Inside of it, they left a note. The note says, "Dear Mr. or Mrs. Trucker, it's really awesome that you're standing up for human rights. I'm only 11. So I don't know much about it, but I believe what's happening is wrong. And I know you can do it. Sincerely, Kate." And she's got a cookie in a baggie for a trucker. This is absolutely amazing, and this is why we're doing it. All you parents out there that know what's going on, God love you for letting your kids know. I'm going to sign off. Please just share this everywhere. This is amazing.
All right. That's the guy. That's actually a guy from gameoncanada.org. He's not a trucker. I know the guy. Not personally. I just know his face. Gameoncanada.org. That's actually Jody's site. And she's done a really good job of printing out the laws and highlighting the laws that actually show that you don't have to comply. There are laws against all this, all these mandates, and she has done a good job here. I'm not quite sure which one of these is what we're talking about here. Okay, that's not it. But she did create some. Let's see, where are they? What is your rights? Maybe it's under the your rights. Okay. What she did was she actually found all the resources, put them on this website for you to download. So these are handouts. And this is really a worthwhile website to take a peek at here. I just want to download one of them and take a quick peek at it. Quick summary of laws that protect your rights. Oh, I see. They're in documentaries. Or sorry, they're in doc files. So I have to bring that up. Maybe there's a PDF here. How to make a human rights complaint. Okay, so these are all doc files that he's created. But there should be there's a trespass notice. What's this? Okay, that's not available. What else we got? Know your rights, quick summary. So she created all these doc files. So let me see if I can bring one up real quick before I sign off. And bring it up for you guys. Okay, here. Anything? It's not going to be that easy to go through this. But this is the website. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes tonight because I think it's one of the more important things to look at. And I think I'm going to post it somewhere on the Fakeologist forums as well. Where should I place it? Where on the forums should it go? We'll have to find a place for it, resources somewhere. What else do I want to show you? Do you want to watch a little bit of Trumpy? Everyone likes a little bit of Trumpy back when he... one thing for sure, he's definitely a better speaker than Biden ever will be and ever. But here is him talking about Neil Young when Neil Young was kissing his butt. I remember Neil Young had some kind of sound system for playing digital music that he was pumping and creating and getting behind. He even brought it to the Stern Hive. And he apparently went to Donald Trump to get money for. And then, of course, Neil Young went ballistic when Trump started using his music at the rallies. But here's just a little bit of Trump. So I'll close out with a little bit of Trump. And I'll see you tomorrow.
In New York. And Neil Young calls the next day. So he calls me, "Hey, Mr. Trump, I heard you were at my concert last night. I'd love to come up and say hello to you." I said, "All right." Because I don't think he does this. I said, "Do you ever do this?" He said, "I never do this." I said, "Well, I'm greatly honored. Come up." He comes up to Trump Tower a number of months ago. And he tried to raise money. He won like $5 million from me because he's got a sound synthesizer that makes sound better. I said, "But Neil, what about all these companies that do this? I mean, they're pretty good at it, aren't they?" No, mine's better, better, better. So he wants $5 million. And I said, "Okay, let me look at it." He met with all my people. I had like 10 people meeting with him. Nice guy. And that was that. Then I get a call from him a week and a half ago. He said, "Mr. Trump, I'm in Norway or Europe or someplace. I don't know, someplace, long, long ways away." He called me to say hello. I said, "Isn't that nice?" He said, "Could you come to my concert in Jones Beach?" I said, "When is it?" He said, "Like in October." I said, "It gets a little cold in October in Jones Beach. But whatever it is, I don't know. He's got a concert in Jones Beach. What the hell do I know?" So I said, "Neil, I'd love to. Absolutely." That was like 3 days. Then I announced. And one of the songs was one of his songs. I had like 10 or 12 background songs. Now, I'm a very careful guy because Cordish and I have to be very careful. Right, David? We can't play games. All of a sudden, I get this like thing. Neil Young protests Trump music. Now, of course, in all fairness, he's super liberal. I'm the exact opposite. And he turned on, and I guess they were playing one of his songs, background music. And then his manager said, "Oh, how terrible it is for Donald Trump to use the music." And he's with Sanders, I guess, you know, which sort of makes sense when you think about it. And I'm saying to myself, how can this be possible? The guy's calling all the time. He loves me. He's telling me I'm the greatest. He's coming up to my office. I have pictures of him standing with me against the walls. My staff is meeting with him. And then all of a sudden, this happens. Like, it's amazing. Tough business, David. Tough, nasty.